Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, August 16th, 2019, three big things you need to know. Three, late night host Stephen Colbert giving an interview to Anderson Cooper in which he says the president would not be welcome back on a show. I'm sure President Trump is heartbroken. A few more thoughts in a moment about an attempted joke on the show from 2 nights ago. Two, the U.S. Department of Transportation has clarified which service animals can't be banned from airplanes. And if you would like to fly with your miniature horse, well, I've got good news for you. And number one, President Trump could be interested in buying the world's biggest island, Greenland. That's according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. Now, before you go making real estate plans just yet, there's a few questions and hurdles to overcome. First of which is Greenland saying this morning they're not for sale. But you know what that means? That just means that we haven't met their asking price yet. You know, you say, I'm sorry, it's not for sale, sir. Well, just have to offer you more. That's how it works. Wall Street Journal story, President Trump making his name on the world's most famous island, Manhattan. Now he wants to buy the world's biggest, Greenland. The idea of the U.S. purchasing Greenland has captured the former real estate developer's imagination, according to people familiar with the discussions, who said Mr. Trump has, with varying degrees of seriousness, repeatedly expressed interest in buying the ice-covered autonomous Danish territory between the North Atlantic and the Arctic Oceans. In meetings, at dinners, and in passing conversations, Trump has asked advisors whether the U.S. can acquire Greenland, listened with interest when they discuss its abundant resources and geopolitical importance, and, according to two of the people, has asked the White House counsel to look into the idea. Some advisors support the concept, saying it would be a good economic play. Others dismiss it as a fleeting fascination that will never come to fruition. Do you know Greenland's population, that giant island? How many people live on Greenland? 56,000. 56,000. That's it. A self-ruling part of the Kingdom of Denmark. Its government decides most domestic matters, but foreign and security policy handled by Copenhagen in Denmark. Trump scheduled to make his first visit to Denmark next month, although the visit is unrelated. Well, sure, they tell you it's unrelated, even if it weren't. And there were high-level negotiations going on for the purchase of Greenland. You just never know, I suppose. You just never know. I have not been to Greenland. I don't know anyone who's been to Greenland. It looks icy. The joke, of course, you know, Greenland is mostly ice. Iceland is mostly green. Well, there's also more, as I said, geopolitical importance. As Steve Gruber said last hour when he joined us, I'm not holding my breath about a Greenland purchase. But it's an interesting idea. Don't know if that's one you campaign on. But have it in your back pocket just in case. All right, I want to make sure I have at least a couple seconds here for the Stephen Colbert story, because Stephen Colbert was in the USA Today yesterday. I was at the hotel, that's why I saw this yesterday. And then also interviewed last night with Anderson Cooper on CNN, and I want to play this for you. Anderson Cooper asking Stephen Colbert about having President Trump back on the show. This is Stephen Colbert on CNN.
Would you want to have Trump on your show again?
The quick answer would be no, because it would be hard for me to be properly respectful of the office, because I think that he is so disrespectful of the office that it's very hard to perceive him as I would want to perceive a president in terms of their status and the dignity and the representation of the United States. So I think just for safety's sake, it wouldn't be a good idea.
So Stephen Colbert, respect for the dignity of the office, as you can tell each night on his program. In this USA Today thing in a moment, but I have to take you back a couple of years now. Because, you know, Stephen Colbert did the Colbert Report on Comedy Central, and it was this character, you know, bloviating Bill O'Reilly kind of character, a parody of a conservative. And when he was being considered for the Late Show gig on CBS, I recall vividly, I don't have the stories in front of me, but trust me, they were out there. Because conservatives were saying, I'm not sure you want to turn over the reins of a late night program into someone who's extremely partisan, and especially conservatives, of course, saying someone on the left, right? Why would you want to turn over the show to a big liberal who is going to bring politics into what is ostensibly a non-political, apolitical kind of entertainment comedy program. We were promised, I'm telling you, go back and read these stories. We were promised, we were assured, we were told, look, talk, you're so hung up on this. Stephen Colbert, the character, is nothing like Stephen Colbert, the person. Besides, he's really religious. He's Catholic. You guys will love him. Don't worry. Stephen Colbert is not going to be this big leftist taking hold of the Late Show. You're crazy. It's just crazy talk. Come on. Get out of your conspiracy theories about Stephen Colbert. He's just a normal, everyday comedy guy who's going to focus on being funny. And, of course, what we got with Stephen Colbert is exactly what conservatives warn. We have a liberal leftist on, really, if you hear some of the rhetoric, on the hard edge left of the party. That's Stephen Colbert. And he's turned The Late Show from an entertainment program into a leftist political rally, essentially, each and every night. Now, here's the second. There's this part in USA Today in the life section, and I don't read it every day, so I don't know if it's an everyday thing, but the headline is Making Waves. Okay, that's the headline. And so under this headline of Making Waves, it says, Stephen Colbert. Amid acting U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli's controversial comments about the famous sonnet on the Statue of Liberty, The Late Show host has an edit of his own. Cuccinelli doubled down Tuesday, said the poem referred mostly to immigrants coming from Europe. Then Colbert offered his own alternative to the poem. So long as we're, this is Colbert, so long as we're accepting updates to the Statue of Liberty poem, I have one, Colbert tweeted. Give me your tired, your poor, and in exchange, we'll give you Ken Cuccinelli. Ooh, that's so edgy. He's making waves. In what way is Stephen Colbert making waves by telling his echo chamber audience on Twitter or on his TV show a limp joke about Ken Cuccinelli that he is guaranteed to get applause, not laughs, because the point of comedy is not laughs anymore, it's applause, guaranteed to get applause for telling? In what way is that making waves? And by the way, I thought we were just told like 2 weeks ago that it was one of the most offensive things possible to tell someone to leave the country. President Trump telling the squad, some of whom are from the U.S., of course, but to go back to where you came from. And we were told that's terrible. How could you possibly? Stephen Colbert saying, hey, leave the country, Ken Cuccinelli. We'll kick you out. Yes, it's a joke. I realize this, but I certainly inferred from people's comments some weeks ago that this was not even a joking matter. Stephen Colbert, so very edgy, making waves on The Late Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan. They're working on projects across the state, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Apply now. You can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business,
Moving Michigan forward.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the